Dissonance Media and the Other Stories presents. Step into the abyss of After the Gloaming, a gothic fiction podcast that delves into the depths of human emotion. Unyielding love, revenge, internal struggles, and restless souls await you in 9 haunting episodes, where dread, fear, and rare glimpses of eerie happiness linger. Dare to listen on your favorite podcatcher? After the Gloaming beckons. Search now, but beware. Innocence will be left behind.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
These aren't the stories your mother told you. No, these are the other stories.
So welcome back to another volume opener. A brand new volume, which is...
Surgery.
I went for surgery recently.
Did you?
I had a bilateral hernia repair, laparoscopic repair.
Sounds painful.
It was. It was a horror story waiting to happen.
I think you should write it. Is that going to make its way in this?
Maybe. I don't know. It'll
be fun.
Yeah.
I've had surgery before.
Have you?
Yeah, a few years back.
What did you have done?
I had bits of my hip put into my wrist to fix the gap in my wrist. I think we'll probably see some scarier stuff.
Yeah.
In this.
I had an operation on my wrist as well. Got a scar there. Fell out of a tree.
Nice. Got matching scars there.
Oh yeah. Nice sort of interesting.
Yeah.
Bonding.
If you've had any surgery or got any scars, feel free to send us pictures or get in touch.
Yeah. It's part of life, isn't it? Surgery. And sometimes it goes wrong. So that's what this film was all about. What happens when surgery goes wrong? I think the first story is actually your story.
Yeah, and I think it's quite dark one, so for people who quite like a bit of the gritty, then strap in. Probably one of the darkest ones that I've written in a while, so
yeah.
I can't think of anything that could
be. Can't see the page where you sent it. It's all black.
Yeah, just covered in blood and gore and
ink.
Bits of bone.
Yeah.
But no, it'll be a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
Because we've just finished with...
Subway.
Subway.
London Underground.
London Underground.
Yeah.
Nice bit of London in there.
Yeah.
That was kind of your era. You like a little bit of London.
I do like a bit of London Underground. It was nice reading the stories that came in. We had some really good ones.
Mm.
The Odor Underground one, particularly enjoyed. Anything to do with smell.
Odor, smell.
Yeah, tends to get to me, yeah.
Yeah.
But we do need to mention the big news that we hit 2 million downloads.
That is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
No, it's just numbers on the screen.
It's false.
Yeah, 2 million downloads of the other stories in 2.5 years.
Yeah, 2.5 years, 2 million downloads. And I think we put it on Twitter, one of the Michael Wilson from the This Is Horror podcast said that he thinks we'll do 3 million in less than a year this time. Or
wow,
something.
Fair.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge, yeah.
Tell your friends, share the news.
But it's good to know that something that we made is sort of reaching people.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of hard work goes in behind the scenes, and it's kind of nice to see that pays off. And How many stories are we on now in total? Have we hit the 100 yet?
I've lost count.
Just a lot of stories.
We've gone past 100, yeah, definitely. I think we might be like 130 or something around that sort of ballpark.
That's crazy. So, yeah, people are still enjoying it, which is nice. I'm still enjoying writing them.
Yeah.
Do you still enjoy writing them?
I do.
The same way that you did when it started, when it was nothing more than 10, 20 people?
Yeah, I do still enjoy writing the stories. I think I'm just more comfortable now with writing in general. Mm. And I think I struggled to keep it within the 2,000-word limit. But yeah. What about you?
See, I don't really have that problem. I don't know. I seem to... I'll cap out at around 2,000. Sometimes I'll be a bit under and I'll add something, a bit more colour into it. But
yeah.
No, I think I much prefer it now because I feel like at the beginning it was quite experimental and I wasn't that used to short story form.
Yeah.
And now it's at a point where we've done so many of it that it's kind of quite just therapeutic to sit down and write them.
Yeah, we went through the trial by fire. Mm. Like, we wrote these stories and put them out and there was a lot of people downloading them, so we sort of had to figure it out quite quickly. But you know, there's always room for improvement. I still don't think I'm like, I still feel like I've got a long way to go. It's a lifetime mission to
You're done. That's it. Level complete.
Okay, yeah. So as we hit too many downloads, we decided to finally get our asses in gear and get some t-shirts made. We've been asked about them before, but it's always been very difficult because of the amount it costs to produce them and to get the sizes right. It doesn't really make sense, so we're going to use a website called Merched to do basically a campaign, so you can choose your own size, you can choose black or white and get the same design, and it's, you know, they do all the shipping and stuff, so it sort of takes the risk out for us because we're not like a massive business, we don't have that much money to be throwing around.
No.
So if you want a Hawk and Cleaver The Other Stories t-shirt, the campaign will go live very soon, but the best thing to do really is to go over to facebook.com, search for Hawk and Cleaver and join the group, because they'll be the first people to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be the first people to be able to grab a t-shirt, and I think the target is 15. That's how many we want to sell. I think we'll do it, but I have no idea. I've never done this before, so
no, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
and we're also looking at a few other ways to celebrate as well, because I mean 2 million is a bit of a landmark, so we'll
run about doing some sort of party or something at some point.
Some party, just invite everybody. Yeah. Come along, say hi. But no, I think we're looking at
paintballing.
Quasar bowling.
Quasar,
the way. That's like laser tag. Yeah. They changed the name though to make it a bit more on the nose.
Yeah.
What was Quasar? Don't know.
Sound like crisps.
Yeah. But no, we're looking at a few different ways to celebrate, so keep an eye out for those. Like Luke said, just on the Facebook group, we'll be announcing and sharing and celebrating, so that's the place to be.
Some other news. So The Other Stories Volume 2, Year 2, is out now, the print edition of the book. We're going to give away a signed copy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a big list of names here, lots of entries, people who are interested and wanted to grab a free copy.
Yes.
So now we're going to draw a name out of the digital hat.
Do we need a drum roll?
Yeah.
Carl, put in a drum roll.
Shycross.
Okay, fantastic.
Shycross. Whoever you are, Shycross, don't be shy.
We'll be cross.
Or don't be shy. Don't be cross. Be happy. You just won a free signed copy of The Other Stories Year 2.
Congratulations.
So I'll send you an email. We need to get your details off of you. And we will be at your door by Monday.
Nice.
Yeah, with a package.
That's prompt.
That is prompt. Okay, if you wanted a copy of the book, we do have a web store. You can just go to the www.hawkandcleaver.com/shop and you can buy any one of our print books signed by the author. You can have like personalised message in there if you want one. Just go to the web shop and have a quick look there.
Yeah, loads on there.
Yeah.
It's quite fun to do as well. So if there's anything specific that you want to put on there as well, just let us know and we can look at what we can do.
So other news, new books?
New books. It's been a good month for new books.
Mm.
So Matt Butcher, who is one of my favourite writers in the whole wide world, he has put together the collection of his Jump quadrilogy.
Quadrology. Yeah.
Basically, he released the novellas of The Jump, The Jump, The Flight, The Impact, The Fall and The Impact, and he's collected those all into one very, very special paperback edition, or Kindle edition, depending on which way you like to read your books. But that's now currently out on Amazon, so just look for Matt Butcher, The Jump. and also a brand new book by myself and Michael Anderle have collaborated on a book within the Catherian Gambit universe, which is a big universe with lots and lots of books inside. And that went live last week, and that's called The Dawn of Chaos. So
that is a bestseller as well. It's already a bestseller.
It's a bestseller up in... It's in, currently hovering in the top 2,000s of the Amazon US list. Hit number 500. On
out of everything.
Out of everything, which is...
Yeah, it's insane.
Kind of fantastic. So, and we're getting that's going to be a longer series, and book two is going to be out on the 21st and book three on the 4th of September. So if you're into bigger reads and want to carry on with the series, then that's kind of where they'll be. So feel free to jump over Amazon for Matt Butcher, The Jump, or Daniel Wilcox, Dawn of Chaos.
There you go. So other news. I know a lot of people out there listening want to be writers, want to get involved in the old writing. So it's something we've talked about a little bit in the past, but something we've never really worked out a good way to do it, was sort of a course, like a mini course, like an introductory how to get into writing short horror fiction. So we're putting together this little course. It's a 7-day course, just takes about 20 minutes to 30 minutes every day of your time, and it'll take you all the way from developing the ideas, coming up with different story ideas, picking one, and then taking it all the way to a finished short story that you can polish up and send off to the horror market or submit to the other stories or wherever. If that sounds like something you might be interested in, go to www.hawkandcleaver.com/mini-course, and I'll have all the details there. The course takes place, I think it's on the 23rd of August. You'll get access to a video every day, the Hawk and Cleaver inner circle, where you'll be able to ask all the writers various questions about writing or making horror stories and that kind of thing.
Including myself, Matt, including, and Ben.
Including all of us, yeah. So if it's for people who maybe want to get into writing and just sort of don't know how to start or how to get into it, or people who maybe have done it a long time ago and just want to dip their toes back in, or for like potential novelists who just want to, before they jump in the deeper end, try the shorter form just to sort of get a feel for it. So once again, either just go to the Facebook group and just let us know that you're interested in doing that, or for the full details, go to hawkandcleaver.com/mini-course.
And I think it's probably worth mentioning as well, this is pretty much a method that we've tried ourselves and you've done yourself to launch a book.
And many times, yeah.
Ben and Matt did it as well.
Ben and Matt both did it, yeah.
It's kind of what brought Hawk and Cleaver all together. It's kind of based this sort of format. So I think if you are interested in getting into writing and you're not sure sort of whether you've got what it takes, or if you sort of just need a bit more confidence, then just literally it's 7 days of your time just to find out, and you'll have sort of four guys who have collectively published sort of over 500,000 words and 2 million downloads on the podcast. So you're in safe hands.
Yeah. So yeah, come join us for that. That should be fun. That's something we've never really done before. It's new ground for us. So it'll be fun.
I'm excited. I might.
I'll be doing it with you as well. Okay. So not too many more new things to say. We do need to say we need to vote for some new themes.
Yes.
Pretty soon. So, have you got any ideas yet? Haunted House, maybe?
Haunted House would be a cool one, I think.
Hunted House?
Hunted House? Haunted Horse?
Haunted Horse.
Because we've done creatures, we've done Animal Attack. I don't know, we'll concoct some, but...
Genetic... What's the word?
Engineering?
Genetic engineering.
That could be fun.
Cloning. There's loads of ideas.
Yeah, they'll be live when this episode goes. We'll put them
up. Okay, yeah. So if you want to vote for the themes, go to the Facebook group for that. You need to go to the Facebook group, guys. It's where everything happens. And lastly, the Hawk and Readers Club. The book this month is a good one.
You sound surprised.
I mean, it's
I thought you enjoyed last month.
I did, yeah. I gave it a 4 out of 5. But this one, I think, is the kind of one that everyone's going to love reading.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, solid. We're reading Bird Box by Josh Malerman. It's about post-apocalyptic.
Kind of, yeah. Sensory deprivation, so...
If you like The Quiet Place, that horror film where they can't make noise, it's similar to that, where people can't look at something because there's these things out there potentially, and if the people see them, they instantly kill themselves in whatever way they can.
So everyone's trapped themselves inside, out of sight of everything.
Or wearing blindfolds.
We'll clarify as well, neither of us has finished this book yet, so none of this is a spoiler.
No.
Hawk and Readers Club is... I'm really, really enjoying it, actually. I'm speeding through the book.
Yeah.
And that's also on the Facebook group at the end of each month. We'll vote for the next book. So if you fancy reading along and just having a bit of horror, because I think for me anyway, it's opened up my eyes to different books I wouldn't have read otherwise.
Yeah.
And even though last month we did Dan Zimmer's Children of the Night, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't my favourite book. But
wasn't
it was
your
nice to see. Nah. Yeah. But it was
your cheese sandwich. Whose cheese sandwich is this?
Just straight away.
Not mine. Yeah.
I wanted one pickle. But it was just good to see different types of fiction, and there were bits of it that I would take for my own writing, but wasn't sold. Okay. This one I'm really enjoying.
Yeah. So the gist of this is, go to the Facebook group. That's the main takeaway here. Call to action.
That's where we'll be voting for themes. That's where we'll be voting for the Hawk and Readers Club. That'll be where we do more of our announcements about our celebrations for 2 million downloads and kind of just where we hang out and spend a lot of our time.
T-shirts will be announced there. Party, maybe. The paintball party.
Paintball party.
Yeah. Who knows? But so I think that's everything for now.
Yes.
You got anything else you want to tell people?
I love you guys.
Okay.
2 million downloads.
Yeah.
2 million.
Just imagine
2 million people in this room right now.
Like, you know, the sweets, millions. Just imagine like 2 million of them.
Yes.
Just imagine 2 million apples. They wouldn't even fit in
this
room. That's
what the promotion should have been. Just millions in the background of like text.
Yeah.
Just buried in it. That would have worked.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you guys.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.